This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Toronto Blue Jays minor league field coordinator, Doug Davis. Doug, the new season and also the new position for you, the promotion, you and Charlie Wilson, basically two heads in charge of the minor league system. So it's tough to go over all the different responsibilities that you have, but just take me through a couple of the different things that you're doing for the Blue Jays this year.
Well, you're right, it is, because it's a little unique. We really don't have a farm director. Charlie and I are kind of doing that job together, and which requires quite a bit of responsibility, obviously, but it's overseeing mostly the minor league system and everything that goes along with that. Idealer for me, I'm just concerned about the players and the staff and on-field issues, and that's basically what I've tried to do. It's been a good year for us. I think we brought in a lot of very, very good people, good workers from the standpoint of our staff. And the players have responded very well up and down the system. We've got two teams that most definitely will be in the playoffs. Dunedin's already in. New Hampshire's had a great year all along, and I think this club has a very good chance to make the playoffs as well. So from that standpoint, we're doing very well. And we just want to keep moving guys around, putting them where they belong when they deserve a promotion, getting them to the next level, and trying just to continue to progress this organization in the direction we're all trying to go.
Any players that you'd spotlight in particular as you see making major strides this year, maybe strides you didn't even expect?
I think from the standpoint of throughout the organization, a lot of the pitching has done very, very well, which we've been strong in pitching in years past. The guys with Sepchinski and Mills in AAA, with Percy going up there and being there most of the year. Kyle Drabek and Zach Stewart in AA, who have had tremendous seasons, may see some time in the big leagues this year yet, or will be primed and ready to go next year if that's what the call is. And then some of the younger guys here, obviously, with Chad Jenkins being moved from this level, having a very good first half here, going to Dunedin and doing very well, just picking right up where he left off. There's a lot of guys. I think I'm personally most proud of the catching in the organization. We had eight catchers throughout the organization make all-star teams, and that's pretty good, I think. Obviously, we've got a lot of good young catchers, and they've all done very well. And, we were able to see Aaron Seabee go up there and have a great showing in the big leagues. Brian Girolamo get a chance to go to AAA. And we'll just continue to move guys around again and promote guys when it's time.
Who are the next guys that we can expect to see here with Lansing that are just below us? You feel maybe aren't ready yet, but they will be down the road and they're going to impress.
Well, I think you've seen some already. I think with, sending Marisnik and Kraus, Hobson here, I think those are guys that are probably going to be here next year and, make an impact at this level. It was time to get them here and allow them to play under the lights a little bit. All three of them were down in the Gulf Coast League, and they don't get a chance to play at night much. So it's a good to get them here for a month and get them acclimated to this level. Carlos Perez is a kid that's catching down in Auburn who's having a tremendous year. And a couple guys out of the draft, I think Marcus Kinect, a Canadian outfielder, has played very well in Auburn. He's somebody that I think we look to get to this level at some point. And there's numerous guys, I think, in the Gulf Coast League system that we really haven't seen enough of yet. So this was an important draft for us. I think it was a very good draft, and as time goes by for the rest of the season, we'll have a little better feel of what things are going to look like next year.
Who's going to be going to the Arizona Fall League this year for Toronto?
Actually, we're a little ahead of ourselves at that point because we haven't made that decision yet. We haven't told anybody that they're going to go, and they're going to know first before we tell anybody else. So, we'll probably have three position players and four pitchers out there as we usually do. Bob Tarpey, one of our trainers, is a staff person that will go there, and that's about as much information as you can get.
Well, then after the season two, it's the instructionals. What do you hope to get accomplished each year in the instructional league?
Well, instructional league this year I think will be a little unique as well because we're in a bit of a transition period. I think we have guys that have been around now for two or three years and are just – coming into their stride and need to go and finish off a good season. And we also have had a very good draft with a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that have just signed recently that we aren't going to get much of a look at during the course of the season, and we're going to want to see a lot of those players there as well. So I think, you know, you're going to have a mix of some guys that are veterans that have been around the system a while, and you're going to have a group of guys that are first-year guys that we haven't seen a whole lot of. So it'll probably be a pretty big group and a diverse group, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of mix them in there and get them all together and get them on the same page, and then, you know, just get, again, the organization headed in a specific direction heading into next year.
Doug, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Jesse. Thank you.
You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.